As the lights went up for The Marvelous Wonderettes at Shawnee Theater in Bloomfield, Jack Terrell, the theater board's president, welcomed the audience to the 58th season of the longest-running summer theater in Indiana. And he promised a season with a little something for everyone. This summer's artistic director is Bree Lindsay, a local woman who grew up performing at Shawnee and says she's ecstatic to return to one of her favorite places. The Marvelous Wonderettes is a 50s-style girl group that the show follows from their high school prom appearance in the first act to a reunion 10 years later in the second. Each of the women has a story to tell, and fans of those oldie close harmony hits get a very satisfying dose of the music. The scenic designer for The Marvelous Wonderettes, David Wade, has done a terrific job of evoking those old high school gym proms. Crepe paper streamers arch to the center, meeting at a basketball net. Boys and girls' locker rooms are at the sides, and the high school art department has clearly been busy creating those posters. Mary Huff played Cindy Lou, the temperamental strawberry blonde on the left. Huff, no stranger to the show, she played Cindy last year in Virginia. Next was Elizabeth Lambert, the feisty trickster Betty Jean. Lambert, an actor with a wide range, she's even played Aunt Eller in Oklahoma. Betsy Baer sang the role of the much-put-upon Missy. Baer, a St. Mary of the Woods grad. Regional theater fans may remember her from the Crossroads Theater in Terre Haute. All the way to the right was Aubrey Cedar, the peacemaker of the group. Bloomington fans may remember Cedar from the 30-day mourning period at Bloomington Playwrights Project and as the squirrel in Cardinal for Kids. In the song-filled first act, we learn that the Marvelous Wonderettes were a last-minute addition to that prom. The lead singer for the boys got caught smoking and was expelled. The girls are quite proud. They can't wait to show us the small trophy they won for a third-place finish in a regional contest. The songs are filled with harmony and solo sections. Betty Jean may be Cindy's best friend, but she's always trying to disrupt her. Betty Jean plays the harmonica, dangles a cardboard moon, and even blows soap bubbles as the always-on-key Cindy tries to keep her composure. No high school prom would be complete without a king and queen, and each of the Wonderettes was in the running and had a few seconds to do a talent demonstration. Missy did some high-note coloratura, while Betty Jean was soaking a baton in gasoline, and Susie was furiously chewing up some bubble gum. I'm sorry that time was called. We didn't get to see the flaming baton nor the bubbles. There were ballots in the show's program, and the audience checked off their choices. The first act ends as the usually quiet Susie was crowned the exuberant winner, much to the dismay of Cindy. Act two of The Marvelous Wonderettes at Shawnee showed the quartet as the featured guests at their 10th high school reunion. Costume designer Annalise Garner has the four in colorful matching Marie Quant-style dresses, perhaps from a Butterick pattern. The most obvious change in the group is that Susie is quite pregnant. As the songs progress, each of the women seems to have had a hard time with men. Those 50s songs focusing on teenage love were not kind to women. Playwright Roger Bean has put together engaging little triptychs from the songs. One example is Susie. Her account of the short life of her husband begins with the son of a preacher man, goes to the leader of the pack, and there's finally the lament. Betty Jean worries about her missing husband. Missy is still waiting for a ring from a man she's been dating for 5 years. The pregnant Susie isn't sure of the love of her husband and father-to-be. Well, I'm happy to say that things do end more or less happily, but I'm keeping quiet about the details. Thursday's opening night audience gave the show a Bloomfield standing ovation and then gathered for snacks, conversation, and a chance to chat with one another and the cast. Shawnee's The Marvelous Wonderettes plays through Sunday afternoon, June 18th. You can find this review and an interview about the rest of the season at wfiu.org/arts. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.
hip-hop.